Nemours Children's and Hope PHL are known in Philadelphia for their research on family poverty and homelessness. The Building Early Links to Learning Project in Philly finds that up to 25% of young people who overcome poverty and homelessness exhibit the characteristic called resilience. Vicky Diaz-Camacho has more on what that means and how it looks.
Picture a seesaw. Child development experts say this playground structure is an easy way to consider the negative or positive experiences of a child on their development. Children whose lives are weighted with negative ordeals can still resist hardships from trauma, like homelessness. Experts say the concept of resilience could help children find stability.
Resilience is really the ability to adapt and not allow yourself to become stuck in place because the road isn't clear. You find a way to clear it.
That's Omari Baye, psychologist, author, and the manager of the Building Early Links for Learning project at Hopeful. Bell's study at Nemours Children's Health and Hopeful found that a number of children or youth who live through adversity ultimately beat the odds, finding success in school, their jobs, or community. He's worked in homeless shelters and schools where he's seen it play out in the real world. Baye recalled an 18-year-old. She walked into the shelter with her young child and her mom who used heroin. Because the grandma was incapable of caring for the child, shelter staff helped the 18-year-old find money for school.
And mom is able to go to school, and ultimately she graduated and became a nurse.
Resilience is built in a number of ways, said Rosalind Edwards, managing director of children's services at Hopeful. She's worked in local and federal Head Start programs for 25 years, where teachers' relationships are difference makers in a young child's growth.
I can't even tell you how many times I heard a child say mommy to their teacher.
She explained providers in these moments give children the attention and care they need. So in turn,
that they feel so much love and care and feel so safe.
Safety is important, Edwards explains. It reduces stress and enables the child to learn and cope with life. To Edwards, resilience is a continuum. Take Jamie Roundtree, for instance, a 22-year-old who first experienced homelessness when they were 10. Their mom and 4 siblings.
We were flip-flopping into different people's houses. I got exposed to different systems.
The family cycled in and out of Philadelphia's housing systems. But housing was not Roundtree's only problem. Their family disagreed with their trans identity. After brief stays at a few relatives' homes, they left, citing abuse. But last year, Pride, an LGBTQ+ program that supports unhoused youth, connected them to housing. The young mom and Roundtree are among the nearly 25% of youth identified as, quote, resilient by Bell's study. Experts say key factors are needed to build resilience: a supportive, caring relationship, and collaboration across organizations that help unhoused youth. Mentorships or good relationships help reduce risks for future instability, studies show. The Bell Project in Philly recommends better connecting city programs with families and providers. They are also working to improve the policies that dictate how and where families get help. Doing so helps people like Roundtree, who is still getting used to the calmness of their new life and home.
Sometimes when I close my eyes, I still see certain places. When I smell certain things, I still see certain things. Being houseless is very traumatic.
The psychologist Baye said resilience does not end. It continually builds. He then read an excerpt from his book entitled Spaces.
I'm in a safe space. I'm in a carefree place. One where I can really be me, not just who others want to see.
A message for Roundtree, adding,
I think resilience is built by having situations that don't turn out the way that you want them to or don't come easy, and you pivot to make it happen.
Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.